Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening this morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, good morning again. It's Wednesday, April 4th, and it's 7:35 a.m. Well, it's spring break, and most kids right now are out for spring break. It is a rainy, wet morning. So we want to remind you as you're driving in this morning, slow it down, be careful, and make sure that you're watching out for the other person. Although kids and school buses are not on the road headed to school, kids are probably going to still be out and about this week. So please be mindful as you're traveling around and about through your day. Also, this morning, we're going to be talking about, you know, we've been talking a lot about transition and what that means for different people at different times. You know, it's a new season. We're coming into spring and things are changing. And as things are changing, so are people changing jobs, changing careers. And so we've got an expert this morning that's going to come in and talk about some do's and don'ts and to talk about and help us to make that transition successful. It's always great to get good tips, good hints, good ideas, especially when there's just a little bit of uncertainty about the do's and don'ts. You know, the workplaces are changing, etiquette is changing. And so we're going to get some real rule of thumbs and some things that hopefully that you can wrap your mind around, get your head around, and that will make the difference, especially if you're in transition or if you're thinking of transitioning. It's going to be a great time. And this lady has got all kind of great information on etiquette and so many things that we're going to talk about this morning. We want to remind you, you can go to our website and stream live at www.onpointcxmas.com. And we welcome all of our online listeners to the OPT network this morning. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Vicki Oliver. So stay with us. We're back after this. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder. We want to encourage you every single day. If you're not on the right financial path, all you've got to do is get there. Start by calling Carol Kinder at 318-448-8600. And let me say, it's never too late to get on the right financial path, and it's never too early. So you can phone Carol at 318-448-8600. Also, our friends at Red River Bank. And we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. You can phone them at 318-346-6695. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we want to introduce you to an incredible lady who is living her dream and helping others do just the same. Her name is Vicki Oliver. She's an award-winning author, and she has really helped in so many realms of career development. She's written books in that realm. She's a public speaker, and she's got tons and tons of accolades that will prove that she is top-notch at what she does. And this morning, we want to introduce her to the to the OPT Network for the very first time. Vicki, good morning and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
All the way from Manhattan, New York, and I said to Vicki, it's raining in our part of the country, and you said what about how beautiful it is this morning?
It's so gorgeous here in Manhattan. I wish you were all here to experience the weather today.
Absolutely. Well, Vicki, one of the things that we know just from talking and getting emails from so many people, that people are in a place of transition, and that place can be a scary place, it can be an uncertain place, and it can also be exciting. So there's so many emotions that happen in and around transition, but I want to first start with your very own transition, how you got to where you are from where you were.
Okay. I used to be in the advertising business. I was a quote-unquote creative person, which means that I was writing advertising copy for TV and radio. And the advertising business back then was a little bit of a revolving door. And for example, when they would get new clients, they would hire a lot of people. And when they lost clients, they would get rid of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, plus salaries, if you wanted to sort of make big salary jumps, you really had to leave. You could not get giant salary jumps staying, you know?
Right.
So the combination of those two experiences, the revolving door atmosphere, living through that, I felt like I was always looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was always getting great jobs. And eventually when I rose to be creative director, I was also hiring people. And I felt like, wow, I have a book in me about what to do and what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trick was persuading somebody that I could write that book, because the publishing industry is very conservative and they only like experts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was not an expert on HR. Human resources. I was a creative person.
Right.
But I was like, I'm a real person,
mm-hmm.
and I pounded the pavement, and you have to believe in me. And eventually I found somebody that did.
And, you know, I think that that's the challenge for many people, especially people who believe that they have a book that lies within. And it's finding the right person at the right time to publish that book. And so how did that happen for you?
Well, I was freelancing. At that point, I was freelancing in advertising because I wanted to make enough money so that I could pay somebody to do the 100 clerical tasks for me associated with self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you always hear about self-publishing and how easy it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. It's very difficult to do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to hire somebody to do it for me. I had the book,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to do all the clerical tasks, and so I was working my butt off in an ad agency, full-time freelance.
Wow.
And my agent and I had exhausted all the different publishing companies, and all of them had said, you know, she's a good writer, but we don't want to take this risk
mm-hmm.
on her. And so I had, you know, said, okay, plan B, self-publish.
Mm.
And then somebody switched publishing companies and took a look at my proposal and fell in love with it. That's what happened.
Wow. And, you know, I said to you at the top of the show before we went on the air, Vicki, that for you, you're another one of those women that speaks to possibility, that you can transition out of where you were into where you'd hope to be.
Right.
And we want to speak to that every single day, because there are so many people that won't transition, that get steeped in fear and all the emotions that we talked about that I mentioned earlier, and will never make that leap. But really what you have succeeded and are succeeding in doing is helping a lot of people to make that leap.
Right. I mean, I believe in serendipity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if, let's say you're looking for a job, I feel like you should carry your resume with you, even on a Saturday afternoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're just going to a baseball game or, you know, that night, I think you should always have your resume with you. Always have your business cards with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just helps to, I think, bring the people into your life that you need to help you.
Right. And so what that really means,
be prepared for success.
Exactly. And what that means is always being on point, no matter where you are.
Right. Right. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, you can't really walk around looking like a slob, you know, because that might be the day. That might be the day that you meet that executive recruiter who's going to help you.
Wow. That's interesting. I never looked at it like that. Like, you always need to be prepared.
Yes.
And so let's talk about, you know, In the realm of your career, you hired a lot of people, you saw a lot of people come and go. And as I said earlier, the rules have seemingly changed in terms of what one should look like going in for a job. Let's talk about that first, the basics.
Okay. I mean, the most helpful thing I can say is that if you are looking for a job at a particular company, you should go online and you should look at their website and you should try to find photographs, which you will probably find, of some of their employees and see what they are wearing. Mm-hmm. It's very important to understand the corporate culture of the company before you walk in there. And you can sometimes tell by how people are dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you figure out what the uniform is, I would aim to look a little bit more polished than you would need to be if you were already working there. Like I say, 25% more polished than if you already had the job.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are wearing, if it's a young company, you know, a startup, and people are young and they're wearing shorts, then you would walk in wearing, you know, like pants, you know,
right.
Long pants, right?
Right.
And if they're wearing, let's say you're a woman and they're wearing pants, you might walk in wearing a skirt, you know, and you just, you bring it up a notch. You don't want to go in wearing a three-piece suit if people are wearing shorts, because then you won't fit in.
Right.
But you want to look a little bit more presentable than an ordinary day, because then they know that they can send you to clients. You know, you would make a good ambassador for
mm-hmm.
that company.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I found really, really interesting, and we'll talk about this when we come back after break, it says that in less than a minute, an interviewer will decide whether or not to hire you. That is a powerful statement. Let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, we want to talk about that. KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious. Or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Colette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, long known for their warmth, friendliness, great food, great atmosphere, and great fun. We're going to tell you more about what's going to be happening in Avoyelles Parish a little bit later in the show. Capital One Bank, investing for good, and also Brian Kubero and Associates. Y'all, I say it with so much conviction because I absolutely kid you not. Every single day, we see at least one car accident, and they are all happening primarily in the traffic circle. What's up with that? I don't know, but if you have been in a car accident and you've been injured and you're not sure what to do, phone for a free consultation by dialing 318-253-0900. Also, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. You can phone them at 318-442-0106.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
We're back on this Wednesday morning. It's the middle of the week, so it's all downhill now. It's 7:58, and today is April 4th. And we're joined all the way from New York, Manhattan, New York, by Vicki Oliver. She is an award-winning author and really helps in the area of career development. She's a public speaker. I mean, she's got tons and tons of accolades, and I was saying to Vicki, she's got really, really great energy this morning, and for that, Vicki, we're thankful.
Thank you.
So before we went to break, we were talking about the way that a potential employer sums up a person. Less than a minute, and in less than a minute, an interviewer will decide whether or not to hire you. That's tough.
Yeah, I mean, there are studies that show that people make up their minds about other people in less than 60 seconds.
Wow.
So by the time you've walked in, shaken that person's hand, looked at the person, basically he or she knows whether or not you will fit, quote-unquote, in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of what you say will either ravel that, like it'll either accentuate his original impression, or it will unravel what he thinks. But when you think about what that means, it's really critical to sort of look the part walking
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Make sure that you look the part. Now, we were talking about this during the break, and people have different ideologies about what that is. And I think you had a great suggestion about going to the website. But every website may not encompass the actual people that work in the workplace. And now, because etiquette has changed, or the perception of etiquette has changed, a lot of people really don't give much thought to being visual with their tattoos or their piercings or whatever it is, because it has become really socially acceptable. Let's talk about that aspect and all other aspects of what people have deemed socially acceptable.
Right. I mean, tattoos and piercings are in to some extent, and for a very young place, you know, there are certain companies where that might be considered very cool mm-hmm. to look like that. But if you just want to sort of play it safe, which I advise, okay,
mm-hmm.
I would say try to cover those tattoos for a job interview. Take out, you know, the nose ring
mm-hmm.
for the interview. Definitely take it out. But also do your homework on the company. I mean, there may not be pictures of the employees on the website, but through LinkedIn and Facebook, you know, you might know people who work at the place
mm-hmm.
where you're interviewing, and you can ask them what the culture is like.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that I want to talk about as we talked about transition is that a lot of people have been let go from their jobs that they've been in for years and years and years, and are transitioning, but have not necessarily interviewed in a while. How do we speak to those people?
Well, I'm a big believer in trying to find what I call a job interviewing buddy, and I would practice. And one way one can practice is to think about what the logical questions are that you'll be asked. Like, if you ever lost a job, chances are you're going to be asked about that. So you should be prepared to address it.
Mm. And how should you address it? How much should you say about why you lost the job?
I think you want to be honest, but I think you also want to wear rose-colored glasses, metaphorical rose-colored glasses, and you want to always talk in terms of what you learned from the person. So if you were fired or let go, you need to compliment that person and tell the interviewer what you're carrying forward from the experience. You never want to badmouth a former employer, because the word will get back
mm-hmm.
and then you'll get bad recommendations, which is terrible.
Absolutely.
For you. So you always want to cast it in the most positive light. Now, if there's also a big difference between being fired and being laid off.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a massive layoff, you should talk in terms of percentages. 25% of the staff was cut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Therefore, you have no blame in the fact that you were cut. You know,
mm-hmm.
If you were fired, that's a different situation, and you have to be a little bit more specific. It's also good to try to find out, you know, before you leave a company, what is going to be said about you. You and your boss should sit down and talk about that in case it comes up.
Really? So if you're being fired, you should ask your boss when I call back for a recommendation or send
yes.
someone.
Absolutely.
Really?
That's why, even if you're fired, like, you want to be there if they need you. You want to help wrap up ends if need be, and you want to be your most cooperative during that last period of time so that that's the way they remember you.
Hmm. Now, what if the firing is contentious?
Well, you can try to not have that person phoned, okay, by at the bottom of your resume, you can say references available upon request,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then you can try to provide a list, and you can also, I think it's a good idea to try to get reference letters from people that have worked with you
mm-hmm.
that you can later submit. But fields are small, and people know each other.
Exactly.
And there's no you know, you can't guarantee that that person won't be called. You can do your best, but you can't guarantee it.
Right.
So I would just try to be really super nice. Even if it's contentious, you can try to bury the hatchet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can say, I've had a lot of great years here, mm-hmm. and I learned so much from you.
Right.
And I just really hope that you'll remember that when you talk with people.
Wow, that's very interesting. One of the things that I wanted to talk about and help with, especially older people that are not maybe as technologically sound
right.
as they could be or should be and even need to be in a culture of technology. How do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, I mean, I don't know what it is, but I hear so many people saying, I'm kind of a Luddite, and they say it as a joke because mm-hmm. Luddites were, you know, anti-technology hundreds of years ago, right? But even as a joke in an interview, that's a dangerous joke to make because even if the company has nothing to do with technology, it sounds like you have been living in a cave
right.
for years, and you don't want to give that impression. So I would say, you know, if you are in a high-tech field, you have to keep up. You have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you aren't, I would be careful about letting slip those little things. I would try to learn something about, you know, social media today, at the very least,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you said, and I want to go back to you, when you said that, you know, statistics show that in less than a minute you're being judged. It's very, very important, especially for those people who are tech savvy and who never leave home without their iPhone or
right.
their gadgets, that's very critical that you don't walk into the place where you're going to get trying to get employment with your phone in your hand texting or sending an email.
Yes. Yes, I think that people are under the false impression that an interview starts in the person's office. That is false. It actually starts right at when you leave the elevator. That is when you are being interviewed. The receptionist there is making a judgment about you. The people sitting there may be making judgments about you. You don't know who's in the reception area. You really
mm-hmm.
don't. So you have to be very careful not to just pull out your mobile device and start talking on the phone or texting, and don't pull out your iPad. I mean, my feeling is to pack light on your interviews. Pack
right.
light. Leave it behind unless there's a specific reason. I mean, if you have a portfolio and it's on your iPad, okay, bring the iPad, but leave the other gadgets at home.
Right. Is there a sort of a false misconception that when we pull that device out, or any of those devices, that it makes us look and gives us a sense of importance?
I think that might be the reason why they're so popular to begin with,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to make that impression on an interviewer. They are going to feel insulted that you don't care enough about working there. You know, and what if, God forbid, the phone rings? I mean, you know, your chances are dead in the water for getting the job. So I would say just leave that stuff behind. And also, you're probably saying, well, what if I show up late? Don't. Get there 10 minutes early, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes early and entertain yourself, but not on that. Like, one, what you could do is you could look, instead, you could look around the walls.
Uh-huh.
You could observe the art or the posters on the walls and maybe use that as an icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is such an interesting poster. I absolutely love it.
Absolutely.
You know?
When in doubt, leave it out. Let me get a break here, but we're back right after this. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. and the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. Also, Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And I say all the time, if you're looking for a great gift, Terra Home is where you want to start. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. And also, if you are a small business owner and you need a loan or you need to get started, we want you to phone Axion Texas at 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or really no extension at all. Again, 888-215-2373. Get Wired Satellites and St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. If you're just joining us this morning, we're having a really great conversation with Vicki Oliver, who is an award-winning author. Her work has been published in the New York Times. It's been published in Esquire and Essence magazine. And Vicki, you've got a lot of accolades, a lot of experience. And it seems like there's your doorbell this morning. You're a popular girl, even early in the morning. But one of the things that we were talking about was really just helping people to transition. And there are so many do's and don'ts. But I want you to sum it up, Vicki, by telling people, what are the most critical and essential things that we need to know when we're on that road of transition?
I would just say that if you can take baby steps, you're in a good place, because baby steps are easier to take than leaps. And taking little steps eventually adds up to something magnificent.
That's good. Taking baby steps usually adds up to something magnificent. And, you know, we say it all the time that every journey begins with the first step. And sometimes that step has to be just a small step. But make a step. Make a step. Lest you make no step at all. But you've got some really great things coming up. You've got a great new book. And tell us what's next for you.
Well, actually, I'm working on a novel, which for me is a big step. But I'm doing little baby steps. I'm just writing a few pages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so why a novel?
I just feel like everybody has a novel within, and I want mine to be published.
Wow. So is that sort of like a challenge for you?
It's a challenge because it's all new people. It's a different agent. You know, it's different publishing companies. It's all new. But I'm trying.
Well, absolutely. Well, so Vicki, we want to just thank you for all of your great wisdom this morning. It gives us all something to think about. And I believe that making and taking that first step is really critical for most people, especially if you have been in a position where you have been fired. And that's a hard word for a lot of people to digest.
Right. Right. Unfortunately, it is a hard word. But if you think about it and talk to people and practice, mm-hmm. I think it will help you.
And one of the things you said was really interesting. Ask your friends what you're good at.
Right. I mean, a lot of times your friends have insights into you that you can't see. And so I would say, you know, things like, well, why do you like me? Like, just start there. Try to find out, like, what they see in you so that you can take that and bring it forward with you.
Absolutely. That's interesting. And so, Vicki, give us your website and how people can connect with you and your work.
Oh, thank you. My website is VickiOliver.com. Pretty straightforward. And you spell Vicki with a Y, V-I-C-K-Y. Uh-huh.
VickiOliver.com. And you've got lots of books on the website that people can connect with and get great information. And this was only just the surface, but it's also really, really great on how people can get started. And many of the nuances and things that people look at when they're looking at you for a job.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Vicki, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. And we look forward to talking with you in the future and seeing what's next for the novel.
Perfect. Thank you.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to let you know what's happening in Avoyelles Parish. Lots of great things going on. We told you, always great food, great fun, many, many things going on in Avoyelles Parish, and we're going to connect you with all of those things. Wilbert Carmouche is going to be in to talk about Avoyelles Parish and what's going on this weekend. Lots coming up, and so so we want to make sure that you mark your calendars for what's happening in Avoyelles Parish. We'll be back with that plus more right after this. Oh, Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And we want to remind you that you can go by any one of the branches at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. It is absolutely 100% free. Takes about 10 minutes, and all you've got to do, you don't have to be a member. It is free and open to the community. Just go in and say, hey, I want to get my financial checkup. Also, Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. We appreciate those guys so much. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa is always on point when it comes to insurance. Got a great team. All you've got to do is dial 318-487-1881. That's Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove those dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts. The number to phone is 318-445-4582. And of course, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply click on to HicksonHasIt.com.
This is Corbett Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions and find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them, simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmar Farms, a new vendor, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from Monroeville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alexandria. For the Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute, I'm Corliss Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. You know, we are so pleased and honored to be teamed with the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. And there's always so many great things going on in Avoyelles Parish. And you know what? We're really partial to Avoyelles Parish because we're from Avoyelles Parish. This morning, we're joined by the executive director. He says, you know what? You can drop the executive. Wilbert Carmouche, always great, great pleasure to have you in the studio, Wilbert.
Thank you, Corlette. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And every time Wilbert comes to the studio, we get a chance to really catch up with what we have in common about what's happening in Avoyelles Parish. But you guys are just doing an amazing job with really setting up activities and ways for people not only in the community, but from surrounding areas to get involved.
Absolutely. That's our main mission, is to drive people to Avoyelles Parish to come see our way of life, our way of doing things, our great food. You know that, of course.
Look, every time I get a chance to say that, I say great food.
Absolutely.
We were talking about Fifth Ward before we started the show, and we were talking about the amazing fundraiser that they do every year and how great the food is.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful fundraiser that they had just this past weekend between the KC Council of Fifth Ward, the community, mm-hmm. and the Fifth Ward Little League, and it was absolutely wonderful. I think they sold something like 1,800 dinner plates, and the bonus was the food was absolutely delicious.
And isn't that always a bonus? And when we talk about Fifth Ward, we're so partial to Fifth Ward and the Willibers, and our son plays in the Fifth Ward Little League. League there in Fifth Ward, and so they are always finding great ways to give back to the community and be great supporters.
Absolutely, and the community is very supportive of both of those organizations.
Absolutely,
as well.
And before we move on, I said to Wilbert that the first game, the first Little League game in Fifth Ward, and for all of those people who live in and around Fifth Ward, know that Mr. Thomas is certainly missed. And I said his absence was very apparent at that first game. He went home to be with the Lord, and we missed him.
Absolutely. The community has suffered a great loss in the loss of Thomas and his wife, Susan, of course.
That's right.
Who passed away about a year or two prior to him at both very young ages.
I know. And we were talking about that. I was talking about that with a friend, and it seems that people are dying younger and younger. But the next generation, and that is Thomas's kids, William and Robin and Thomas and Lisa, and their whole family is stepping up, and it has not lost a step.
Absolutely, has not lost a step, and the community is fully supportive of the children of Thomas and Susan as well.
Absolutely. So, go ahead.
In keeping that legacy going.
Absolutely. And so, there are some great things coming up this weekend.
Exactly. I feel like the Easter Bunny. I've come in with a basket full of events that are going to go on really through the month of April, and of course it all starts off with this weekend and the Easter activities. And once we sort of talk about these activities, Carlette, everyone will realize why Evolves Parish has been proclaimed the Easter egg knocking capital of the world.
of the world,
exactly.
The Easter egg knocking capital of the world.
Of the world, absolutely, by proclamation from the governor's office.
Absolutely.
So it starts off this weekend. We have an event. I'll have to go back a little bit. We have an event that started last weekend.
Okay.
Which is at the Cottonport Museum. And they have their art show,
mm-hmm.
and that is going on through this week through Saturday from 10 to 2. And I mentioned that as well as the art show because that is where the first Easter event is going to start off in Cottonport on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So while you're making your plans to go to the, and they call that, they've termed theirs in French, pocking.
Pocking.
Pocking, which is the art of knocking in French. Pocking on the Bayou Easter Fest. And you know Cottonport, how beautiful that town is.
I was going to say that every single time that we pass through Cottonport, I admire the beauty and the cleanliness.
Absolutely. It's just a hometown pride.
Mm-hmm. And so they're going to have pocking.
They're going to have pocking on the bayou, and that starts Saturday morning early with a fun run and a 5K run and a fun walk.
Wow.
Which that's going to be there much later.
You'll be there much later. That's going to be April 7th.
That's April 7th. That is this Saturday. Mm-hmm. The festivities start at 10 o'clock, and the pocking contest is at 2.
Okay.
Different age groups, two categories of eggs, chicken and guinea eggs.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
So if you think you've got the hardest eggs in town, grab your basket and be over there Saturday morning. And
I bet there's some real secrets to making those eggs really hard enough, huh?
Absolutely. You know, some of these people just know what they're doing, you know, different feeds, different formula feeds for their chickens or, you know, or just go all around the state looking for the eggs that they want to use for the competition.
Absolutely. And so that's going to kick it off.
That's going to kick it off on Saturday, simultaneously Easter on the Red River, which is at Ben Ruth Recreational Park over in the Effie area. Their festivities start at 11, and their last festivities start at 3:30 in the afternoon. And, of course, there you will also have the egg knocking and Easter bonnet contest and, you know, just different contests and activities throughout the day. All with the Red River as a backdrop for the whole event. So
that's
absolutely a wonderful venue to have this.
And so registration is going to start, what, at about 9?
Well, that's your next day in Marksville.
Okay, in Marksville.
Right.
So you jump to Marksville.
Yeah, so now you see why we're the egg-knocking capital of the world. It's going to be exciting.
Exciting.
Exciting all over the weekend. So, two activities on Saturday and one on Sunday. Sunday is egg knocking on the Courthouse Square.
Okay.
That registration starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then basically, but that is not a festival of sorts. It's basically we're coming down to knock eggs. We're coming down to competition.
Okay. And that's going to be in Marksville.
And that is in Marksville.
Okay.
And that has a long-running tradition in Evolves Parish, this knocking of eggs.
Okay. And so that's the registration is going to start at 9 a.m., so you need to be there early. And then there's a number that you can phone for more information. Is that the right number?
Absolutely.
Okay, 318-253-9500.
Yes, and that is City Hall in Marksville.
Okay, all right.
It's that number. But we have numbers for all of these events, so if you want to call Carlette sometime during the day, if you need some additional information, or call the Evolves Commission of Tourism. We can give you all of these numbers. We have the support in flyers and whatever activities that could go on throughout the day.
Okay, and then it looks like a little bit later, like next weekend, April 14th.
Correct. April 14th, we have St. Joseph's Church is doing their annual bingo.
Okay.
At their church as a fundraiser for the different projects that the church does. That starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and goes to 8:30, and that's on April 14th. St. Joseph's Church is in Marksville. Their phone number is 253-7561. So if you're in one of these bingo players, that's a perfect opportunity to go and enjoy yourself and for a good cause.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back to give you more information on the website, phone numbers, and how you can connect with what's happening this Easter weekend. We're back after this. KS Productions, in conjunction with Peabody Magnet High School, takes great pride in presenting the screenplay masterpiece, Don't Shoot Me. Six students, six bad decisions, one heartbreaking consequence. Ripped from today's headlines, Corey Randolph Whitsett is an award-winning playwright. Don't Shoot Me is a must-see play. April 28th at Peabody Magnet High School, 7 p.m. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop or phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles P. King at 318-447-2966.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route, calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by KS Productions, bringing Don't Shoot Me to Peabody Magnet High School. That's going to be April 28th at 7 p.m. You can get those tickets at Peabody Magnet High School, also Smiley's Barbershop, or you can phone Basil Smith at 318-709-0464 or Charles King at 318-447-2966. Don't Shoot Me is an inspiring and uplifting play ripped straight from the headlines, and it is really a must-see for every family in central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Avoyelles Parish and the Commission of Tourism and so many great, great, great family-friendly events going on. And we're joined by Wilbert Carmouche, who is the director, executive director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. And, you know, I say that because it's really, really important, especially as families are looking for really good, clean fun and don't have to pay a lot of money.
Absolutely, especially the events that we're talking about this weekend. Basically, all of this is free,
mm-hmm.
and you just grab your basket of eggs and come to Avoyelles Parish and start the knocking process. And, you know, with in addition to it not costing you something, if you're a winner, you're probably going to win some money.
Absolutely. So it's going to be something in it for you, not to mention there's always great food to find in Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely. So we just invite everybody to come to Avoyelles. If you want additional information on any of these events that we have here, you can call our office at 800-833-4195. That is the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism.
One more time, Wilbert.
I will repeat, 800-833-4195. And the girl that's going to answer the phone can give you any number for any of the events that we have talked about today.
Absolutely.
And also, you could go on our website, travelavoyelles.com. and get the information there as well with those contact numbers.
Okay, good. So you can go to the website at travelavoyelles.com, or you can phone the actual office in Mansoura at 800. I had to think because they're so close, really.
Absolutely.
In proximity.
One town is joining the other now. It's meshed with the other. It's absolutely wonderful because I remember years ago, it was sort of, you know, Marksville and Mansoura were so far apart.
I know.
But now it's like you really don't know when, other than watching the corporation limit signs, you don't know when you're leaving one and entering the other, which is a good feeling.
It really is, and it's almost like a twin city. And I just want to say that the office over there, the Avoyelles Tourist Commission, is just beautiful, filled with really lots of that Avoyelles feel.
Absolutely. We're in an entity with four different organizations, basically, under one roof. We're the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, the LSU Ag Center, Sarathan University has a presence there. And also, we're the home to the 4-H Museum, which is housed in that same building as well, because of the agricultural industry, the agribusiness industry in Avoyelles Parish. And that museum represents all of Louisiana, because that's where 4-H got its start as the first corn club back in 1908.
Wow.
So that's why in 2008 they opened a museum commemorating 100 years of the forerunner of 4-H, which is Louisiana Corn Club in Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely. So much great history, so many things that maybe you didn't know about the city that you have lived in for a lifetime, but you can find it right there at the Avoyelles Tourist Commission. And also, we want to encourage all of you who are listening in and around our listening area. It is just a great place to go and have fun. I say it every single morning. Great food, great fun, great fellowship, and such a warm and inviting environment.
Absolutely. A warm, inviting, and a safe place to come.
You can
let the kids roam free. That's why we were talking about Ben Ruth Recreational Area. It's like there's only one entrance and exit into the park overlooking Red River. So once you drive in, you can just let those kids roam free, run around, you know, have fun. Kids can be kids.
Kids can be kids. And that's really indicative of Avoyelles Parish. So we want to encourage you to go to the website again at travelavoyelles.com, or you can phone 800-833-4195. We have specific information about any of the events that we talked about. You can phone our offices, the On Point Talk offices, at 318-445-5658, and we're happy to give you those numbers. Or you can, as I said, go to their website at travelavoyelles.com, or the toll-free number is 800-833-4195. Wilbert, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us because we know you're busy.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I just want to take an opportunity to wish everyone a happy Easter.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Wilbert. We're going to take a break here, but we're going to be back right after this.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go?
Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and invite you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Wednesday, April 4th, and you know what? We're headed straight toward the weekend. We again want to thank the Avoyelles Tourist Commission, Mr. Wilbert Carmouche, always working hard to remind and encourage us about the amazing things happening down in Avoyelles Parish. Listen, I want to remind you guys, to all you Facebookers, go to Facebook to Avoyelles Commission of Tourism and like them on Facebook. Also, you can go to their website at travelavoyelles.com. Their number at the office in Mansoura is 800-833-4195. Also, we want to thank First Federal Bank of Louisiana for serving the community for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. And I just want to say that her extravaganza was absolutely amazing. It was extravagant. Darlene, kudos to you and your entire team for such a great, great turnout, great benefit, a great opportunity for the community to come together. And I read where she said she was only expecting maybe about 50 kids, and she had about 200 folks to show up. So it doesn't get any better than that. And that's somebody that's always, always on the front lines of giving back and being the change that she wants to see in her community. People from all over Avoyelles Parish to come together. And you know what? We just can't say enough good things about the great folks in Avoyelles Parish, always, always trying to give back to the kids and the community. And for that, Darlene, we thank you. And we just really, really send you strength and lots of encouragement to keep being the change that you want to see. And kudos to your team again. Also, we want to thank once again Vicki Oliver. And you know, we learned some really, really incredible things about making that first impression. And lots of people, I said it, I'm going to keep saying it, lots of times people are in transition. And sometimes I said to Vicki during the break that God does for us what we can't and sometimes won't do for ourselves. And getting fired is a tough, tough thing to talk about, but sometimes it just has to happen to move you to the next thing. And anytime you can get great tips and great information, you might just get that one thing that maybe you didn't know. And one of the things that she said, and it really struck a chord with me, is to always be on point, always be prepared. No matter where you are, you should always have your business cards available. You should always carry around your resume, because you always, we should always expect to be at the right place at the right time, meeting the right people. And when that happens, you want to make sure that you're on point. Make sure that you're prepared. You don't want to say, oh my goodness, I don't have any cards, or oh my goodness, this is a dirty card. You know, so that's just fruit for thought. Make sure that you have good, fresh, clean business cards that have not been written on, or that are not all tattered and torn, because that won't make a good first impression. And another thing that she said, and she and I talked about off the air, was something that I know I make jokes about a lot, and it really gave me pause. sometimes it's not good to make jokes about things because she said you never know how they'll be received. Even jokes about yourself, like I told her, I said I'm multitasking with all of these technical things because one thing wasn't working, the computer wasn't working this morning, and it seems like when your computer isn't working, nothing is working, especially when you depend on it. And so I had to go to my phone to get the information that I needed. And I said, she said, you're very technically savvy this morning. And I said, I guess so, but you know, I can't even believe that I'm saying that about myself because I don't consider that I'm all that savvy. And so, you know, it just gave me pause that, you know what, if you can have what you say, and I had to remind myself, then you can say what you want to have. And whether you're technically savvy or not, you can learn. You can open up your mind to the possibility. And so we want to really be careful about not only what we're saying, but what we're saying about ourselves. And even if it's in the form of a joke, we want to be very careful because when it leaves your mouth, you put it in the atmosphere. And when it's in the atmosphere, that gives it life. And so, you know, I don't want these things that we say in the morning to just be something that we say. And I know, I'm just like you, sometimes I miss it. But you know what? We want to really be deliberate in what we're saying. And we want to know that what we say has meaning and that we can indeed say what we want to have. And so if you're in transition this morning, we wanted this show to encourage you because every single day it seems that we've met somebody that is in transition. And transition can be challenging, but it can also be refreshing because that means that when we're growing, we're at our best. We're at our happiest. And that's where we all want to be because if not, we'll become stagnant. And before we've got to go today, we want to just say kudos to the Baylor's ladies basketball team. DC, did they absolutely rock last night? DC said they threw down in the final four. I mean, they beat Notre Dame last night. We stayed up and watched the championship game, March Madness. We were so pleased and honored to be joined by Keela Whittington from the Oregon Ducks. She was at the game last night, and of course the Ducks got, well, they lost really early on in the process, but it was just great to see so many women come together in sports, and we're going to be talking more about that. We're going to be joined this month by Laurel Ritchie, who was also at the Final Four. She is the director. She is heading the WNBA. And we're also going to be having TD Jakes. Probably, is that going to be next week? Next Thursday, the producer said. So you don't want to miss that. The Bishop is coming to Central Louisiana via the OPT Network. He's got a new book. And when I tell you that every single person in the world needs to read this book, it's not a book that's preaching to you, but it's a book that is so practical. And I believe it is going to change lives. We're also going to have Miss America 2010. Laura Kepler is going to be on point. Lily Ledbetter is going to be on point, and so much more. It's also Autism Awareness Month, and we're going to be talking about that as well. So we've got so many great things coming up this month, and we want to remind you to stay on point. Go to our website at www.onpointcxmas and stream live from any part of the country. We always welcome New York because we've got so many great folks in New York who listen to the OPT Network via the live stream. So we welcome New York. Great, great place to be. And Vicky was saying what a beautiful morning they're having in New York. And we always welcome all of you as well. Thank you so much. You make what we do possible. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a safe Easter break. Have a safe Wednesday. And guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. We're wrapped for now. been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.